Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, what a joy it is to be with you. It's when we're weak that we're strong. We can find a level of strength in you. We can find a level of joy and delight and love and rest. It's not humanly possible to find on our own. Father, let our trials drive us all the way into glory. Thank you, Father. We come out, Lord. From among them we come up the steps of Zion, your temple. Through the pillars we come into the living doorway. You are the living doorway of glory. We enter in to where you are. We enter in to the holiest of all. Having therefore boldness, we step in through the threshold, through the door, through the door. We stand in the pavilion of grace today. We enter into the pavilion of grace. We're aware that we're dwelling in your pavilion. We come before your throne, golden white throne of grace. We come to present our life to you, Lord. We come to the place of great exchange, where we exchange who we are for who you are, our will for your will, our weaknesses for your strength, our limitation for your unlimited wisdom. Our heaviness and discouragement for your joy. Our inability to truly love for your ability to fully love. We surrender here all that we are to the two-edged sword, to the winnowing fork for the separation of our old man, who is not the heir and never will be. The separation of the chaff. The separation of the old. The separation. Even the past, we forget those things that lie behind us now. Separate them out. We press on. All those things buried with you in baptism, planted together in the likeness of your death, the old man crucified with you. We stand before you open. We stand before you, Lord, to be clothed, transparent. We ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation today. The eye of our heart be flooded with light. The eye of our heart be interwoven into you now. Surrendered into you now. Interwoven to see what you see. To be guided by thine eyes. We surrender our mind under subjection to our spirit man. We present our eyes to be interwoven into you, Lord, our righteousness. Clothe us in this beautiful, glorious robe of righteousness. This robe of pure light. Pure righteousness. This sensation we have of being right, holy and without blame. This conscience of righteousness. This consciousness of right standing with you. Clothed in you. Born of you. Dwelling in you. Just put your hand over your heart and say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Father, clothe me in a robe of Christ. Surround me. Fill me. Encompass me. Lift me. Grant us grace today, Lord, to follow you. Grant us dunamis to follow you. All the way up into the Father. All the way to the doorway of our promises. Into the garden of the lily. Today we come into this garden . Oh what a gift was given to us to be hidden away in such rest. We acknowledge you, Lord, is the lily of the valley, the Father's lily. Perfect in stillness. Perfect in rest. There's no toiling or spinning with thee. There's no heaviness. Pure tranquility, pureness of grace. I don't have to perform here. I don't have to do anything. I can let go now. I can let go of the cares. I can let go of all trouble. I can let go of all anxieties, all fear, all turmoil. All my imperfections I let go. Just to stand here. To lay down here, to dwell with you and in you. Step into the image of that lily now. And your heart's image, just step in, see yourself. See the encompassing grace, feel the stillness. All the care lifting. Not worrying about yesterday or tomorrow. worrying about your future, how you're going to pay your bills, a place of pure surrender. Surrendering your family, surrendering your burdens, surrendering all your burden, all the responsibilities of life now, let go. For a moment, just let go. Just lay down in the garden. All those things that have weighed upon your heart, just let go. We give it all to you, Lord. I'm amazed of how you carry such things. The strength and the resilience. Yet there's no burden with thee. There's no heaviness in this place. There's no racing. No toil. No striving. No anxiousness. No frustration. All of that is lifted. It's a place we can just let go. For he that entereth into your rest, he does cease from all of his labor. We'll lay them all down here, clothe us in the tenderness of this pure grace, a robe made of the pure lilies you clothe. A yoke that's easy. Feel that ease moving into your heart now. Feel that rest moving into your heart. The oil flowing upon you. The grace flowing upon you. Wisdom giveth unto our head an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory she giveth to us. Clothe us, crown us with the crown of this lily, this amazing rest. You crown our minds with it. You crown our hearts with it. You hide us in the power of this flower. Not even the enemy can breach a single petal of it. So amazing to me. This is our defense. This is our fortress. This is our strength. The pureness. The tranquility. I should take the lily that you see and hold it in your heart now. As you abide in him, hold that rest in your heart now. See it emanating into your soul, emanating into your mind, emanating into your body, filling your body with rest, filling your heart with rest, flooding your emotions with peace. You keep us in perfect peace because our heart and mind is stayed upon thee. To let go. Some of you, the burdens are lifting even now. Stillness is setting in. We carry you with us wherever we go. We abide in you where you are. You abide in us where we are. Thank you. Thank you. As we come to the tree of life, so full. As we step into this garden, we stand under the leaves, we stand under the limbs, we stand under this great tree. You came that we would have life and life more abundantly. Clothe us, Lord, in this life. Clothe us in this grace, this strength, the might, the leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations. We just stand in the glory of these leaves and we breathe in the medicine. We breathe in the life flow. We breathe in the divine health. We breathe in. We receive it upon our countenance. We receive the healing into our bodies. We receive it into our immune system, central nervous system, respiratory system, digestive system. We receive the life flow to the marrow of our bones, into our heart. For the distribution of this life into the cellular level of our body, flooding our hearts with life. We came that we would have pure Zoe, resurrection life, and have it in abundance. Flood our hearts, flood our bodies, flood us. How excellent is your loving kindness. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. We are abundantly satisfied. The fatness of your house. You maketh us to drink this day of the river of your pleasures. For with thee is a fountain of life. And in thy light, we see light. Spring up a well. Clothe us in the life and the light of this tree. The glory and the grace, the strength and the might, the dunamis flowing, dunamis flowing, the dunamis that's flowing. You clothe us in might, the spirit of might. You grant strength, your dunamis power flowing in us, clothing us, the freedom and liberty that comes from this tree, the strength and the might that cometh from this tree, the joy and the pleasure forevermore. The glory and the grace. Oh, clothe us once again. Clothe us once again. Once again. Clothe us. once again clothe us. Once again fill. Once again saturate. Once again lift us up into this life, into this grace, into this glory, into this place with you, Lord, far above, seated together with you, far above, raised up together on the wings of an eagle, far above, far above our storms, far above distraction, far above you lift us, far above. You will that we be with you. And the great Father above, you prepared a place, this place, for us, for me. This room with the Father, this room Father, I enter into your embrace, where my life is hidden away with Christ and we are hidden away with you. It is that hour that I know, and that day that we know, that we dwell with you. And you dwell in the Father, we dwell with you. It's our place. You will that we be here today. Where you are. You will we be with you. Where you are, that we may behold the Father. That we may behold, that we may be held, Father, that we may be covered and clothed, encompassed, surrounded. You're my sun and my shield. You give grace and glory, and no good thing do you withhold from us. Encompasseth us in this great love, Father. Encompasseth us, Lord, in this great place of union where you are reconciler. That we're not alone. That you don't leave us as orphans, fatherless, but you introduce us. Bring us into this beautiful union, this grace. This embrace, the love. You lifted us, Father. Father, hold us. Father, embrace. Let the warmth of your embrace move into our heart. Draw us unto thee now. Draw us to where you are. He that dwelleth in you dwells in love and love dwelleth in us. There's no fear in your love. Your perfect love casts out all fear. Father, grant everyone in this room brand new places in thee, brand new levels with thee, open accesses to thee. Grant fullness with thee. You roll us up, Lord, like a blanket. You roll us up into the Father. You roll me up. You roll us up. You roll us up into the glory, into the grace, into your love, into this place of where you are, where you are. Where you are, Lord. Where you are for each one of us in this house. Where you stand, where you're calling us to. Where you're calling us to stand with you, to sit with you, to abide with you. Where you are. There shall we be also. Where you are, grace, grace. Where you are in the throne of grace, where you are in the lilies of grace, where you are in the tree of life, where you are in the Father's love, where you are in the doorway of our promise. This is that hour, the 70th year is fulfilled. We stand in the doorway of promise. The Psalms 37, inheritance of the heart, for you have set before us this open door. No man can shut it. It cannot be shut. We stand in this place of trust with all of our heart. We trust your process, we trust your way, we trust your words are enough. We lean not to our own understanding. We don't have to. We trust you. We delight in you. Our joy is in you. Our strength is in you. Our peace is in you. It's all in you, Lord. We commit as the intercessors of this house to stand in this doorway till this crown comes forth. We will not turn aside to the right, to the left. We commit to stand here. We commit these words here. We commit to be movable, to represent your plan, your purposes, and to not be moved. We roll out all the care. We roll out all the doubt. We roll it out. We commit to stand. Commit it, Lord. We rest in you. We wait upon you and keep your way. You will bring all this to pass. You will bring it to pass, Lord. You are going to do it. You said this was an hour your ear has been inclined to our house that you. We pray to you and be found of you. We know you always hear us, but this is a specific season for a specific purpose and a specific time. But we're in that time. We're in that hour. Today, in one accord, we lift this to you. We're in the hour of the crown. We're in the hour of the commissioning of the crown. We're in the hour, the day, the direct season. You heareth us. You receive. Nando brushed it in. We're in this hour now. Candidiara Branason. That we will be found of you. The season that we made it through. The season, the dispensation of the crown is at hand. The dispensation of the last days is at hand. The dispensation of the opening of the books at hand. The dispensation of the crowning of the church is at hand. The dispensational shift of the latter rain is at hand. All of these things are at hand. The foundation of the house has been laid. And we are all here today, waiting, resting, trusting, committing, delighting. We wait upon you and keep your way. We see these things. We've been given understanding of the times. Our heart is full with expectation. You have a plan of good and not evil. A plan of peace to give us an expected end. The expectation that we have to see the running of the white horse, to see the crown. To see the reigning of the kings and priests in the earth. To see the outpouring of the seven spirits of God into all of the earth. To stand in one accord today. as we stood Tuesday, Monday night, Tuesday morning early in one accord. We're still in one accord. Thy word is in our heart. It's in our mouth. It's in the frontlets of our eyes. It survived every storm. And it cannot be taken from us. And it never will be taken. In one accord, we hold it up to you, Father. This crown, this Zechariah 4 lampstand crown, the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by my might, not by power, not by human sufficiency, not by the wisdom of men, by my seven spirits of God. Who art thou, O great mountain of Mammon, standing before the crowning of the church? You will become leveled ground in this hour, for the crown will come out from Zion. Its capacities over time. Its power is over time. It moves in front of time. Never in the history of the world, Father, has Mammon subjected its power, except for this age. Everything's under time. You have a crown that runs in front of time, outside of time. It triumphs and trumps time itself. It's the crown of omnipresent omniscience. It's the crown of omnipotent dominion, and it will rend the enemy for 7 days. 7 days of light. 7 days of generational inheritance. Rending, 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 proving, establishing, and demonstrating its authority over Mammon. This is what's behind the door, Father. The crown of omnipresent omniscience. The crown of omnipotent dominion. They will ultimately release the crowning of your church. We have been called to stand at this door you have opened for us. You have not once ever shut it. And these words have not been taken from us. You're asking me to pray this today in the presence of the intercessors. This house. We stand in one accord. You said you would hear us in this hour because the time has been fulfilled. You said that we would be found of you in this hour. That you have a plan of good and not evil to give us the expected end. It is our expectation to see this crown come out. From Zion, out from the dispensation that is directly in front of us. To see it demonstrated. To see it. Its authority and power rend the fields of Mammon, the mountains of Mammon, to bow low. They have no authority over this crown. They are subjected to time. The crown runs outside of time. It runs in front of time. Above time, beneath time, outside of time. It trumps the enemy. Your wisdom, Father, is so amazing. Not 1 ounce of blood has to be shed to take down the single greatest stronghold in the earth today. not 1 ounce of blood. Shitaramasini. Through orphans that were made sons, sitting in a seated position, the whole thing will come down. The mountains will bow low. The king of Tyre will be forced to bow down. It is to this crown you have called us. It is to this crown, Father, that we will see in this hour. This house will see it, the first fruits of it. This is our calling. This is who we are. This is the word we have kept, this lamp that was sent out of that dispensation 30 years ago to bring us to this doorway. Preparation through revelation and transformation. We stand now at this door. Most don't even know this door exists, but we see it. We're standing in front of it right now. And we have been this whole year long. Oh, the wisdom, the glories of the seven eyes of the Lord to have given us capacity to see such things. We are not moved. The enemy have stolen a lot of things, but it cannot take this place. No man, no devil can ever shut this door. No man, no devil can ever take this word from us. It cannot be stolen from us. It will never leave our hearts. It will never leave the frontlets of our eyes. You have taught us to keep it. We will see the manifestation. This lamp will turn into a crown. The offset of coming into this doorway, it will transform into a crown. One that we will all wear, the very crown that David wore, that Caleb inherited, that you inherited. We will all wear this very crown. Every one of us will wear it as joint heirs. First fruits of it. 7 days of light to prove its power and authority. To demonstrate its power over mammon that was subjected to time. We are in this hour now, Lord. I know we are. Everyone in this house knows we are. We are synced up and linked up to you. What I pray, they're praying. We pray in one accord today. One heart as one. Well, hear our prayer today, Father. You said that you would. You said we would be found of you. And here we are with the Abrahamic faith. For we believe God, and it shall be even as it was told to us. We stagger no more at your promises, but we are strong in faith, giving glory to you that what you have promised us, you will perform this. We hold it. And continue to hold it with the inheritance of Psalms 37. We trust, we delight, we commit. We rest, we wait upon you. We keep the way of faith. You will exalt us to inherit this land. The crown is our land. It's the inheritance of this house. It's the great inheritance of this house, the crown. It will mark us for all eternity. We will all be marked with it. we all sign the Constitution that sits before your throne day and night now. The very second the 70th year was completely fulfilled, we were there. And we're here now. And we will not leave this place until we see the dispensation of the crown come into the earth. We won't know when it runs like lightning through the body of Christ. We'll all know in this house that you gave us part of its birth. That you showed it to us. We carried it. We held it. It was our treasure. Yet it belongs to the whole body of Christ. We shall have the blessing of first fruits. Thank you. Thank you forever. Thank you. I know you wanted this prayed today. We have such an expectation. Thank you for what you've done in this house, the unity. All that are in unity are standing. Thank you for every part that's operating. Amen.